This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port-in, 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And I will wait for you.
Coming up in about 15 minutes at 7:20, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. That includes what Jeremy Swayman said, Hardo style, after last night's near Donnybrook. I guess would be the hockey term, Curtis. You know that.
Puck.
And then the news with Courtney coming up in just about 40 minutes at 7:45. And apparently science, this may be bad news for Wiggy or Shime or those of you that are listening right now, science has determined the 5 deadliest fast food items that one can order. And you may want to cross some things off your list before you go to the drive-thru today. So,
not to ruin it, but everything at Sweetgreen is going to kill you. Don't go there.
Now, a text for Wiggy on his lead from, I guess Boston, 617 text. Can't blame the Patriots for not being desperate to overpay a 30-plus-year-old wide receiver who is coming off of surgery and may give you half a season.
Right, but I don't think you have to overpay for him.
Well,
that's the point that I'm making.
What's the number? 15, 16 million for Stephon Diggs?
Let's call it just for the sake of the conversation, because they were going to, Cooper Kupp got 15 million healthy. Let's call it 12 million.
Okay. Yeah. And you get him half the season.
Can we have an intervention, Greg? Like, yeah. Honestly.
With Patriots fans?
For anybody. Outside of the NHL, there is no hard cap. Why are you concerned about Robert Kraft's bottom line? Honestly, that guy I'm sure is a Patriots fan, right? Or girl.
Yeah.
That texted that in.
Yeah.
So would you like to watch Steph Diggs and Drake May, or do you want to watch Javon Baker?
I would prefer Diggs.
My entire life, I feel like I'm from a different region. We always attacked ownership to spend.
Well, I think that fans got used to the Patriots being able to do it with, as Wiggy would call them, bargain Ben players.
Yes.
Right? So I think that's ingrained in their heads.
Right. The Chiefs can do that, and the Patriots can do that.
Bargain Ben. You can't do it no more.
When you have the greatest of all time and the greatest of his time, you're able to do things like that. They have the money. Robert Kraft has said, right around this time of year, right? The owners' meetings in the NFL are right around now. He meets for one day with reporters, and he says over and over, we pay to the cap. They're $100 million away from it. So even if you believe in it, which obviously you shouldn't, they have $100 million to spend, and you don't want them to do it because you're fearful of the bottom line?
Well, and then I would also ask, okay, if you're concerned about Steph Diggs, and I think we talked about this on Friday, at Wachusett, why are you not in on anybody else?
Why weren't they concerned about Chris Godwin also coming off a massive injury?
Right.
They were willing to pay him over $30 million a year. You're paying Steph Diggs half of that.
if the plan is to draft Travis Hunter and make him a wide receiver, which I'm okay with.
All right, I'll rock with you.
If that is the plan, then at least get somebody like Diggs, who is another reasonable threat, so that therefore your rookie wide receiver isn't double teamed as your only option.
Right.
It gets an opportunity to learn how to play that position from
and
somebody
Wiggy,
who
you would know better
really
than
well.
Me. But isn't McDaniel's offense kind of tough for a rookie to break out in, even with Brady? Like, how many young players have gotten to the league and thrived with Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator?
Yeah,
it's just putting a lot of, maybe it's not a big deal, but it's putting added stress. If you have Diggs and Hunter, and then if you get one of the three that are sticking around to be decent, you have pretty good tight end in Hunter Henry. You know, you might have an offense.
You're the only team, I would say, in the NFL that does not have a one or a two receiver on your roster. When you look at every other team in the NFL, not every team has a one. Right. Some teams have a one and a two. You have
the
neither.
Patriots receivers are all twos.
They're not even twos.
No, it's
they're not even twos.
Poop.
Yeah,
they might be threes.
We're talking about number two, like,
right?
No,
like,
oh yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
no,
if it's
no.
yellow, let it mellow.
But yeah. Think about that. Like, would you say? I would say that Pop Douglas is probably the best and most productive in that room, and at best, he's a number three. So you don't have a one receiver or a two receiver.
But Pop Douglas looks okay, as you just said. If you get Diggs and Hunter, Pop Douglas is a three, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
You got an offense.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. One lead left, and it is mine this morning, and I think it is well documented, has been well documented on this show, that I love.
Mm.
And so it was exciting to see the official post on X yesterday from Tiger Woods, a man who has struggled to find somebody that he could love forever.
Yeah.
If you are watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, then you can take a look at the very romantic post that Tiger put up with he and Vanessa Trump. And it reads, "Love is in the air, and life is better with you by my side. We look forward to our journey through life together. At this time, we would appreciate privacy for all of those close to our heart."
It's beautiful.
So it really is beautiful.
Yeah.
That goatee is ugly as all get out.
Yes.
And so it appears that the two of them have finally found their soulmate, and they are declaring it publicly. I mean, you don't go public with something like this unless you think it's forever. Am I right about that?
No, not really, because Coach, didn't he have the other one? Who's the one?
Wasn't she squatting at his house? They had to, like, force her.
Yeah, wasn't there
the
one?
The brunette girl.
Yeah, like, so, I mean.
You're talking about Lindsay Vonn?
No. There was
the brunette.
After her.
Yeah, after her.
Oh, yeah. Is her name Rachel?
I don't know. She had brunette. Yeah, she was a brunette.
But I think in this case, like, there are two famous families involved, and there are kids involved. Like, for Kai Trump, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
well, her, she can work on her golf game. She has a built-in golf instructor.
Stepdad Tiger for
you.
You like, that's
that.
Very, very cool.
Especially if you're a golfer.
But I think they must be happy for them to go public with it. I mean, this is also, like, I don't agree with people coming at Tiger because he's with the Trump. But, I mean, that's... That takes a lot to join that family.
Well, technically, she's not a Trump, right?
But
well,
she's Trump adjacent.
Who she used to be married to? Which
Donald Jr.
Donald Jr.
Right. Yeah. All right, so it didn't work out with them.
No, I know. But
she's not really a Trump. It's not like it's Trump's daughter. She's not really a Trump.
Yeah, but she's at all the rallies. Like, she's very supportive still, as she should be. Like, the dad of her
Tiger and I would have an issue right there. Like, we ain't going to still be at the rallies with your ex-husband. That ain't happening.
Wiggy, I love you. If you could get aligned with the President of the United States, you would be there. It would be like Sully at courtside, but on steroids.
Right.
No,
right.
I mean, I'm talking about if I was Tiger.
I know.
I don't trust it.
So who's going to pay for the wedding?
I think they got I think they could probably figure that one out.
You think so?
Yeah,
I'm guessing he would.
Yeah, I think Tiger's got a little bit of bread that you know, especially since he doesn't want any of those live players getting paid.
I'm assuming that she got a considerable amount of bread in the departure agreement from Don Jr.
I would imagine, because we're saying, you know, Tiger couldn't really figure out, you know, how to love forever. Vanessa hasn't had a really easy road.
Do you think they have a prenup? And who do you think insisted that they have it? Tiger? Well,
I bet Tiger. I mean,
you think it would be Tiger?
That's another level. Don Jr., I mean, okay, he probably got a little bit of bread, but when you stepping into Tiger's world, that's a whole nother level.
No, right. I think that Don Jr. probably is wealthier than Tiger.
What?
Yeah.
Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
Wealthier than Tiger Woods.
Yes.
According to you, was hitting the edibles heavy this morning. Heavy.
Well, it's leftover from Friday.
Yeah, or leftover from
but
Friday night.
If you think about his inheritance, I think that overpowers Tiger Woods.
No.
Donald Trump is one of the wealthiest people in the country.
I would say, I mean, yeah, he's well, very
he's
wealthy, but I would say, according to Celebrity Net Worth, which says Greg is worth $20 million, it says Donald Trump Jr. is $350 million. Tiger is probably about $1 billion.
Yeah.
Even if they took half a divorce, he's still at $500 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not even, it's two different
it's
worlds.
Probably without inheritance though.
Yeah, it's two different worlds.
once Big Don.
Yeah. But remember, Big Don got a couple kids.
Right.
So Don Jr. ain't getting all that.
Right. And he can't get in a car accident because he's driven.
I'm just reading that the prenup is automatically voided if he goes to a Waffle House.
I bet that's already in there. I bet he's like, listen, I go to Waffle House and Denny's all the time. So if you want to marry
wasn't it
me,
Denny's was his big spot?
I believe so. Yeah. So she already knows.
How many times will Trump talk about golfing with Tiger from now on?
Oh, yeah.
Probably a lot.
I beat him.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. We are going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what was said over the weekend coming up next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Am I allowed to bat signal potential Hill Note leavers on the show?
Yeah.
Like, am I allowed to do that now?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I felt like, I do feel like today is a great day for Trump guy, like on this topic. So,
oh, the imitation guy?
Yeah. I mean, I thought
that was pretty good last week.
I thought it was a pretty good, a lot of people do Trump and they do it very well. But I thought that listener did a pretty good Trump. So I would like a Trump Hill Note on Tiger and his ex-daughter-in-law being in love. And we will play your Hill Notes back at about 9:20 this morning.
Love that. Trending Right Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Celtics beat the Trailblazers out west 129-116 yesterday. Jason Tatum had 30, while Sam Hauser had 24. No Jaylen Brown, no Kristaps Porzingis or Jrue Holiday in that one. The Bruins fell to the Kings in L.A. 7-2. The Kings setting a franchise record with this win, their 14th straight home game without a loss in regulation. The Red Sox dropped one to the Twins 9-3. The Sox playing exhibition games in Mexico today and tomorrow. Tonight's game is at 9 p.m. You can listen to that matchup right here on EEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. And when it comes to March Madness, no games till Thursday for the men. One upset yesterday, 6-seed Ole Miss beat out 3-seed Iowa State. UConn women play their second round matchup with San Diego State at 8 p.m. this evening. And the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Make this season your season with the solution for weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is a chilly morning, 34 degrees, feels like 28. Going to have some rain around noon, half an inch or so with an afternoon high.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reason number one why I love the Twitch chat is the dichotomy. Like, Shime rejoins with Tribe, and the first comment I see in the Twitch chat is banger, and then the very next comment is, what is this crap?
Yeah.
So it's a dichotomy.
Yeah. You know? Everybody got their own flow. Yeah. Not everybody's a Tribe fan.
Right.
Something for everyone.
Right. All right. Well, news coming up in about 15 minutes with Courtney. And before you stop in at the BK Lounge, you may want to hear what science has determined to be the five deadliest orders that one can make in the fast food space.
And I started going down a rabbit hole while writing this out of like how much sodium you should have in a day, how much fat you should have in a day.
You're just going to create more anxiety.
Well, I'm gonna give it to you guys. Now that I know, you all have to know.
Don't.
Yeah.
Do not.
It ain't going to change anything. Let's be honest.
The numbers are kind of wild.
That's the world we live in. It don't change much of anything.
The numbers are wild.
It hasn't changed. When they put the calories on all, whatever it is, menu items.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed anything.
Yeah,
people still eat the chicken Madeira, even though it's got 2,500 calories. It's so good.
Yeah, it ain't changing nothing.
It might change your mind, though. Like, you might decide that you're going to order a snack wrap or something.
No.
As opposed
have
to...
Met Wiggy?
I love the chicken farfalla. We've been down this road with everybody. You either eat like that or you don't eat like that. Like, so you're either somebody who doesn't eat fast food, who... has been on, like, I don't eat fast food, or if you're somebody who eats fast food, not all the time, it's not going to stop you from eating fast food.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Right. Yep.
Chicken nuggets seem safe.
Yeah, okay.
Shime, so.
I can guarantee you'll find a story about chicken nuggets.
Actually, there's one, it's actually, I think, Wiggy's go-to when it comes to the chicken. One of them is on the list, right?
The chicken that I'm thinking... Well, yes, there are two chickens on the list.
Okay, all right, yeah, so...
Yeah. One of them, I didn't even know that place offered chicken.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, there's no... I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
That's it.
I like fried chicken.
Yeah, if you're going to do like the McDonald's chicken nuggets, you got to stick with the four-piece if you want to be, you know, safe.
All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Okay, Shine. Lots said over the weekend. We have chosen what we thought was most interesting, and where would you like to begin?
Yes, Greg, let's begin with Jeremy Swayman. Last night came so close to a goalie fight. I don't know why referees insist on not allowing us to have a good time by watching Jeremy Swayman fight somebody. Well, he was asked about why he was ready to go with Kemper. Here was the back and forth with reporters in the locker room after the game.
He touched one of my guys, and I think that was something that I'm not going to accept, and kudos to him. He stepped up, it got broken up.
Did you think they were going to let you go?
Yeah, you'd hope so, but again, it didn't happen, so we just moved forward.
Could you have used it as a way to fire yourself up, too? Is that?
I think it just comes down to sticking up for my teammates. I don't care who it is. It's a guy in the black and gold. You're not going to touch him without getting contested, and I care about every one of these guys like a brother, and that's just the way I felt, and I felt like it was my turn to step up.
Okay.
Yeah, let them go. I didn't understand why they jumped in the
Shime's
middle of it.
Right. Nothing better than a good goalie fight.
Let them go.
Swayman is so tapped, and that's one of the reasons I love him. Like, he wants to fight everyone. It's great.
Yeah, except for the puck in front of him.
Right.
Nah, well, he fights for his life. He just misses it.
I would also say, Bruins changed coaches earlier this year. Nobody would confuse Sacco with a future Hall of Famer. And Monty won 6 straight with the Blues. They are now in the wild card with 81 points. They are 8-1-1 in their last 10.
Jeez.
Not bad.
And are the Bruins still better without Marchand? Asking for a friend.
No. They're not better without, to Curtis's point, I think they would have had a better season if they would have kept Montgomery and just fire him after the year.
Uh-huh.
I think it was like, what did you gain from it, right?
Nothing.
Would they have had a better season if they kept Linus?
You mean instead of Swayman?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Aren't they both similar, like, statistically, aren't they pretty close?
I don't know. I can't tell you who has the better record.
Yeah, I think they're relatively close statistics-wise.
I think Linus's Corsi is 6.243.
Yeah. But I think I would lean more towards the coach. You know, I'm not saying that they would be a playoff contender, but they're just bad now.
Yeah, like, I'm just happy they got those two games after Marchand. He was the issue.
He was.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, next, Garrett Crochet spoke with the Play Tessie podcast, which you can find, I believe, on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Isn't that the arch enemy podcast of Bradfoe?
Are they the arch enemy? Is that how that operates?
I feel like the baseball podcast guys probably go at each other.
No, they're part of Bradfoe's harem.
Oh, they're on the Bradfoe network.
They're the Bradford coaching tree.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Bradfoe coaching tree. All right.
And by the way, just to finish up the last segment, we got a text. Also, Cassidy, they're doing pretty well. They have 92 points. They're second place in the Western Conference. So those coaches seem to be doing just fine. Sorry, Shane.
All good. Well, Garrett Crochet sat down with the Play Tessie boys and was asked about a contract extension with the Red Sox, if he'd like that to get done before the season. Here was Garrett Crochet.
Before opening day, I'm not really thinking that there's much possibility right now. I'm more so focused on just playing out the season. But just like the prospect of being here long term is incredibly exciting. You know, we just talked about the rivalry. It's just such a storied franchise. With like you said too, a lot of star power here. So it's a team that I think is built to win, and it's filled with youth. So it's got the capability to win for a long time, which is very exciting. Yeah, a lot of pros for sure.
Ken is losing his mind over them not getting a deal done before opening day. I'm not concerned about it. Like, we talked about it Friday when Ken had that lead. Let this you have him locked down for two.
Right.
You're paying him, I said 3.5. Ken suggested Saturday 4. I don't know where he's getting the extra 500 from, but somewhere between $3.5-$4 million for this season. I think he's due 6 next year. Like, I would. Like, let this season play out, and then you get a deal done with him once he has played a full season for your baseball team.
Yeah, but if you're one of the people that falls in that the Red Sox don't like to spend money, and they don't want to spend money on elite talent, then you should be leaning more with Ken. Get the deal done, because at the end of the season, if he performs and he pitches well, that price tag is going to go through the roof.
No, I don't think that from the player's perspective, excuse me, Curtis.
Go ahead.
I think he expects that he is going to be the highest paid pitcher in Major League Baseball now. That's not going to change.
I don't think he expects that. I don't. I think if he's like, you know, reasonable and he looks at some of the money that I think Corbin Burns is getting like $33 million a year. I think he looks at it like he should be somewhere around 27, 28.
I don't think the price is less now. I don't think that. I don't know. Curtis, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I agree with you, Greg. I don't understand. This is so different. Like, the owner's not spending money is fine. I agree. Why would you rush to sign this guy when you have been burned by Price and Sale and other pitchers that you've paid at the top of the market? See how he does in Boston. See how he does this year. And then you're basically going to overpay. It's like buying your tickets non-refundable or refundable. You get a full year, and then you're going to have to overpay if he has a great year and it's a win-win. What's the downside with that?
Because you're talking about potentially $12 million per year.
Right, they got it.
But if you're under the assumption that they don't like to spend money, what makes you think if he's somewhere around $28 million and he has a great year, and then next year he's asking for $38-40 million?
Well, we don't have a crystal ball too, so we don't know how he's going to play out this season. So I think that's where the other side comes in.
Get the other side, but
right. And I'm saying, Wiggy, if he pitches great and they do not pay him, I will rip them. But if they're doing it this way, I agree with the approach. Because there really is not a lot of upside for the Red Sox right now. You'll get a brief, small discount year to year by signing and buying out the arbitration years. But you're really not talking about enough, I think, to justify overpaying now before you even know
if he does
well here.
Well, you keep the player happy, and you put the player in a position where he knows, like, all right, for the next 8 to 10 years, he knows where he's going to be. He's happy with the organization because the organization came to him and said, okay, we're going to give you a deal that is a fair market deal. I think it's pretty close to what
Don't you think athletes do better in a contract year than in the first year of a long-term deal where all the money's guaranteed?
Mm. No, no, no. But I feel like athletes, though, if they don't get their money, they tend to hold grudges.
Right. So hopefully he hates the Red Sox and pitches well.
What would you give him? Like, let's use a term of 7 years.
I think you're going to have to do a Yamamoto deal. I think he's going to want 10 years because Yamamoto got 12 years. Yamamoto was 26 years old. Crochet is 25. So he's probably looking for that. Yamamoto got $300 million over that, which is about like 27 per year. So
and you would give him 10 years.
Yep.
Coming off of surgery, you would give him 10 years.
Yeah.
And $30 million a year now?
I would say somewhere between...
That's Don Jr. money.
I would say somewhere between 28...
But what do you think it's going to be if he pitches great this year? How much more do you think it's going to be?
It's going to probably... Because Max Fried's, I believe, is the highest paid pitcher in Major League Baseball. He's making about $36 million per year on like a six-year deal. But he's also older. So now you're looking at, all right, it's probably going to go above that. So $37, $38 million per year.
Right, yeah. Great. I honestly still...
Versus $28 million?
If they don't pay him at the end of this year, then they will be ripped for that, rightfully so. But right now, he's pitching awesome in the spring. He's ready to go and see how the season
versus
unfolds.
Versus 10 years, $280 million, which is about $28 million a year.
They're not going to get him for $28 million a year, Wiggy. No well, shot.
Yamamoto's getting $27 million. Right,
Crochet is not going to sign for $28 million a year. No
if
way.
You get him now, you don't know. All right, so let's call it $30 million. So give him 10 years, $300 million. Versus now, you're going to have to wait.
It's a lot of money when you have yet to see a full season from the guy. It's just a lot. I just don't think there's a downside in waiting. I wouldn't wait until he's in that second year, but I'd wait.
All right,
what else, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's hear from some college basketball coaches who are no longer in the tournament. Let's start with Curtis's favorite guy, Rick Pitino. Wasn't really happy with the line of questioning on why R.J. Lewis didn't play at the end of the game.
Couldn't put the ball in the basketball hoop is why he wasn't playing at the end of that game.
Rick Pitino and the interviewer.
You had R.J. on the bench, you know, for a pretty long stretch at the end. Was that just because he just wasn't making them, or was there something more to it?
Played 30 minutes. It's a long time.
So he was tired?
No, played 30 minutes, and I went with other people. You already know the answers, Roger. You're asking leading questions. You already know it. So don't ask leading questions. You already know why he didn't play.
Huh? Like you said, when you can't hit the side of a bond,
right?
You might as well go with other guys in that moment.
Yep. All right, what's next, Sean?
And next, Greg, let's hear from Dan Hurley, the psycho in Storrs, Connecticut, who we all kind of love, actually, talked after the game about what he told his guys in the locker room and how they went out fighting.
Just love them. I mean, just love them. You know, this year has been it's been a real battle. We've battled and... you know, we've had to battle our own battle, and you know, at times, you know, I don't think we liked each other a whole lot. But some of the things we had to go through together, but I don't think I'll ever love a team more than how hard they fought for what we were trying to accomplish and for the honor they played with today.
Greg, do you think they battled?
Sad Dan Hurley.
Huh? Yeah.
Very emotional.
Very.
Huh? Very emotional.
I love that guy.
Tough to three-peat.
It's been a real battle. We've battled, and... you know, we've had to battle our own battle, and
somebody get him a tissue, please. Like the giant, the hunk of snot is coming down the face because he's so upset. All right, well, that's the what.
They said it today, Greg, was brought to you by the Ketchus Law Group.
Oh!
New England's injury law pros at ketchuslaw.com.
Yes, listen, call them. They are extraordinary people. They do a ton for the community, and they will get you what you deserve. So before you say anything, call Ketchus, and they are a proud sponsor of They Said It. The news with Courtney and what you should never order when it comes to your fast food entree of choice coming up next.
It's time for...
As you've consistently identified, nobody really likes paper straws.
Number one trending.
The news.
On occasion, they break...
They explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The barista that was servicing the owner.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
So going back to plastics, so as these things don't work.
On WEEI.
Two teens were shot and killed during a fight outside the Westgate Mall in Brockton over the weekend. The two have only been identified as a 15-year-old male and an 18-year-old female. Really sad, though, happened in the parking lot outside of Westgate near the Chipotle and Starbucks. Here's one Brockton resident, Gail Henville, on CBS Boston.
I know these are hard times for everyone, but I just want to say temper your thoughts and your reaction, because families on both sides now have lost their children. Two families have lost a 15 and an 18-year-old.
So sad.
What? It's just like, man, the youth, you just try to get to them and say, it ain't worth it, man. It ain't worth it. You get to a fight. Everybody's pulling out guns nowadays, man. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, I said, what happened to the days people used to fight and just use their hands and take your L and live to fight another day? I know it's the Friday movie scene where it says you live to fight another day.
Well,
but
it seems like everybody has a weapon of some sort at the ready.
Yep, everybody's strapped, man.
That's why it is, like, take a beat. I understand everybody's running hot-headed right now, but
yeah, but don't nobody know that.
Yeah.
Well, they had a guy down there that I know that was doing some mentoring of young children.
Trying to help out.
And they shipped him out. They shipped him right out the door.
He gonna do.
I mean, the man wasn't so great when it came to designing offenses, but he was doing a lot of work. A lot of work with young kids.
Yeah. Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
It's motivation.
Don't worry about it.
That poor guy. Like, it's played every day. He has to relive that moment every
day. It's really, like, motivation for kids that come from environments like that to see that there is a way out.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the biggest thing, is trying to get them to see. And I get it. It's hard when you're that age and you come from an environment where it isn't easy. But it's hard to get them to see that there is something past tomorrow.
Yeah. An irrational fear as a 9-year-old is recovering in Dedham after he was attacked by a fox outside his house. So the boy's brother, Michael Morrison, heard commotion while he was in his bedroom outside of his window and looked outside and saw that his brother was in need of help.
Was it a rabid fox or just an angry fox?
I believe it was rabid because the brother is going through rounds of rabies shots right now while recovering in the hospital. Here's Michael on WHDH.
I heard him screaming, so I looked out my bedroom window and I saw him running up our walkway, and there was a fox behind him. I saw it jump up and it grabbed its arm, and then someone started yelling and it let go and bolted off.
Oh, God.
Very scary. Yeah.
Curtis was nearly attacked by a fox Thursday night at the Copper Top Lounge.
A couple.
They couldn't keep their hands off him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not let you talk about Jeff Crowley that way. It was very nice to see him.
Very nice. The Crowleys are very nice.
Oh,
like the nicest people.
Awesome.
It was so great being back at Wachusett. We used to do so many WAAF events at Wachusett Mountain, and I said it earlier, but every single one of you who came out on Thursday night and rainy Thursday night, rainy Friday morning, we are so thankful and so appreciative.
You guys
are, you're unbelievable.
Yep. So. Officials are warning residents in Dorchester after the second home invasion happened in a matter of weeks. We talked about the first one on this show. Once again, the suspects were dressed as city workers. They got inside the apartment on Blue Hills Ave and duct taped, zip tied, and robbed the man inside. It took an hour for the guy to free himself and call 911. Here's a neighbor, Gio Kelly, on CBS Boston.
You know something? I'll be scared. Very scared, but at the end of the day, we're going to handle this problem. Somebody let them in, because that's a safe building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obscure reference, of course, would be the town is when they go to Fenway dressed as the cops.
Yes.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking of the Boston Strangler movie?
Well, they
when they dress up as like maintenance men,
they dress up as the maintenance guys in the movie. But I don't know if they ever determined that that's what happened in that one, right?
No, I don't. And then it was either he dressed up like a maintenance dude or he was a talent scout looking for models.
Yes,
I have an acting idea. Because, you know, we talked briefly about Adolescence on Netflix.
Yes.
Not the greatest thing of all time, but it's in England and it's done by British actors.
Yeah.
Why don't we just have British actors always be British? And if it's a Boston movie, have people that are actually from here.
It is jarring when you watch somebody on a program and you think that they are American.
My boy Idris.
you knew that was going to come up.
No. The latest example of that for me is huge Duke fan, Tim, from White Lotus, the dad.
Yep.
He is English.
Yes. He was in Harry Potter.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Malfoy. Yeah. Also, if you are looking for a TV... What?
Wait, Lucius?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. If you guys are looking for a TV show, if you're into like a medical drama, The Pit... takes place in Pittsburgh. Very, very good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I saw that when it was called Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
Yeah. A bit different than Grey's.
Hey, Grey's Anatomy still
not
running.
Not really. They're not different. They're the same exact thing, all of the medical dramas. Every single one of them.
Yeah, they're pretty much.
I wonder if they show if it's in Pittsburgh, the worst Italian restaurant I've ever been to.
They do get you, though. I don't know why. I mean, I get it. They're great actors. They got me with Snowfall and Franklin Saint. My boy Idris, Damson Idris.
Yeah.
British. I'm like, wow, this kid sounds like he's from L.A. I'm thinking, all right, maybe he's from, like, Chicago or Detroit or an actor from, I don't know, South Carolina or something. Come to find out, he's British.
You feel like White Lotus is getting good?
I have not watched last night.
Oh, you didn't?
I will watch that this evening.
Okay. I won't say anything.
But last week definitely ramped things up.
Right. That's one way to describe it.
There were some scenes I had to, you know, close my eyes, but...
yeah.
They love incest, really.
It is so weird. Why are they doing that?
It's just a... I don't get that part of it, but... I will say that
Are they out of ideas?
Parker Posey...
yes.
...as the mom is...
Popper, no!
She is a great character.
She's the best one on the show, I think.
Yeah, she's good. I like that.
The a-hole kid is such an like he's such a good douche.
Oh, Patrick Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
I also like the woman. I think she's English in character ways, who is dating the guy who is doing the, you know, off in other parts of Thailand doing nefarious things.
Yeah.
I think she's pretty good, too, so... All right, what else? Sorry.
The latest list of John names came out Friday from the brothel in Watertown.
Yes.
One name has a lot of people talking. It's Cambridge City Councilor Paul Toner.
Oh, a city councilor.
Yes.
Elected by the people to serve his citizens.
Correct.
And he was being served by the prostitutes, allegedly.
It seems as though they were doing the girlfriend package.
The girlfriend experience?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
He has released a statement saying, quote, "I caused pain for the people I care about most. For that, I will be forever sorry. This is an ongoing legal matter, and I will not have further comment at this time." We also heard from his defense attorney, Timothy Flaherty. Here it is on BZ.
He's a man of high character. He loves his family, and his family loves him. None of us are perfect. He's a hardworking city councilor, and the city of Cambridge is lucky to have him.
Right. Well, hardworking, except when he was spending his time at the brothel.
Yeah.
But maybe that was after hours.
Yeah, that's after hours.
It's still illegal.
It's private life.
The barista that was servicing the owner.
Okay.
Is he the only one? I thought there was supposed to be this giant list that came out.
Well, there's a ton of names that have come out. They're doing it in, Courtney said, batches previously, which I thought was a bad use of a term. But,
oh, really?
They're doing it side piece meal.
But they're doing like 10 at a time.
Oh, okay.
There's like a big MGH name that was on this list as well, but it'll be another 10, I think, on Friday.
Yeah. So is this guy resigning or
is he
staying in office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, is it the woman that's been charged by the feds still a Boston city councilor? She was indicted at midnight and she's showing up to vote.
Yes.
I'm not kidding.
Pay is fine and keep on moving.
Right. She stays out of the ladies room, but other than that, she's still there every day.
How does this city just exist? It is amazing.
Now, see, somebody says, and this is one of Wiggy's big things, is they ought to just legalize prostitution.
Might
that's
as well.
That's the argument in the Twitch chat right now.
You might as well. You got OnlyFans. You got all this other stuff. You might as well.
Well, OnlyFans is not the same thing. Like, you don't have to worry about the workers on OnlyFans. Some of them are making good money.
Right.
They're not being forced into doing it. I mean,
I mean, not the force it, but I think if you made it legal, then you wouldn't have to force people.
But I think the worry is that if they made it legal, more people who are nefarious would be the rise in sex trafficking would go up to get these people here to then service the industry.
And Greg, shockingly, the Twitch chat for legalizing prostitution.
Yeah.
Sex.
I mean, isn't it legal in Vegas?
Yes.
Well, no, not in Vegas.
I mean, Nevada. Excuse me.
In some parts of Nevada.
Right.
Nevada. So,
yeah, Lamar Odom.
Yeah, you might as well legalize
it. His experience was not that great.
No.
I nearly died there, but
yeah.
He recovered.
Yep.
Isn't he back in the scene with the Kardashians or
I don't
something?
Keep up, but what okay. I hear is that he was on an episode this season, and he seems to be doing well.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Excellent. Good on Lamar Odom.
Yes.
All right. We got to take a break, but awful news from science. When it comes to the five deadliest fast food items that you could order at the drive-thru this morning or this afternoon, hang on for that.